The disruption of the coronavirus pandemic to economies and businesses around the world has analysts focusing on signs of recovery. China's economy in the first quarter of 2020 fell 6.8%. That's compared to the first quarter of last year. It's the first time China's economy has shrank since the government began publishing data on it almost 30 years ago. But the country still may end up on the growth side by the end of 2020. Some economists think China's economy could grow 1.2%. So we spoke with Kitty Folk, Managing Director of IDC China, based in Beijing. It was kind of a long interview, so we're doing this in two parts. In this first part, we focus on the effect of the pandemic on tech in China, adoption, usage patterns, manufacturing. In the second part, we cover enterprise IT, like cloud and data center stuff. But in this first part, I started the conversation by asking her, as an analyst, what fascinates her about China?
I remember 14 years ago, China was just the number four market in the world, and today is the second largest economy in the world. In these 14 years, that was really fast moving, and it changed so much in this time. And I start to see how Chinese company learn from the international company to now seeing some of the local developments of technologies from China. So it's a very energetic market, and there's a lot of new idea coming up in China at this moment.
How has the pandemic changed the way that you do your job? What have you been doing lately?
Well, we need to read a lot of information from the government announcement to start with. And we do talk to a lot of IT vendor, channel partner, as well as end user. So we do have a CXO club. We have about 200 major companies, CIO and CXO, that in our club. We talk to them on a daily basis by using social media, WeChat, which is similar to WhatsApp in US. And some of the CXO, they even share with each other in terms of the best practice. We constantly talk to end user how they use technologies, talk to IT vendor, what kind of new product they are preparing to the market, and also to help the IT vendor to understand what is the challenge and pinpoint happening in the market.
You know, what's interesting is that we've seen China learning from the rest of the world over the years, but many of us now see China as a world leader in some respects when it comes to technology, especially during this pandemic, trying new things, using drones, using robots. I'm wondering what the world now can learn from what's happening in China.
Well, first of all, I think that in terms of using technology, China is quite new. So that's why we start to learning and seeing what happening in the world, because we are late in the market. So that's why the way we develop the technology, we can actually move faster in terms of the latest technologies. If you look at the usage of mobility, the smartphone, for example, in China, the use of smartphone in China is a lot higher in any part of the world. And we develop a lot of different collaboration system over the smartphone platform, the mobile payment and things like that. Now, with COVID-19 outbreak, it is important to capture the movement of the people, how the virus is being spread out or infected. So having some of the data from the individual usage of the mobile phone data can help to understand a bit more in terms of movement. And also, there is a lot of application developed over the collaboration platform like WeChat and Alibaba Ant's finance platform. It is very fast to help enterprise company to develop mini application, which is easily implement to every individual smartphone, and then they can use it immediately. And I think with the experience we have in the last 2 months with COVID-19 in China, there's something that how the whole virus is being affected and spread out. It's something that the technology company outside of China can actually adopt and use outside of China.
Okay, so the tracking technologies can help other countries in terms of how they're dealing with the pandemic.
Yes. So there is actually quite a number of developments happen in China. There is a platform for doctor. So then if you have any symptom, you may be worried about it. But because the hospital is so crowded at this moment, they have this platform with all the doctors in on the platform. You can easily connect to some of the doctors or get advisory from the doctor over the internet. So that's actually alternative for the people in China, that they can actually leverage the technologies. And there's some example in other country that I find out is quite interesting as well. Like in Singapore, the government have developed this app. Once you install it in your app with your mobile phone, whenever you are within 3 meters with another person for more than 30 minutes, the information start to connect it. So if in the last 14 days, one of the person that you connected have infected by COVID-19, you will get an alert. So all this kind of technology is now developed because of COVID-19.
Well, that's really interesting. I wonder how it's going to help us, this technology with tracking infections, social distancing, hygienic procedures. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that that technology is in place and it's working?
Yes, and I continue to see people continue to develop new applications. One thing I also get excited is I start to see governments start to share the data more. So in Taiwan, the database for immigration and the healthcare system is linked within 2 days. So that now you get the records for this person travel in other part of the world, coming back to Taiwan, whether they are likely to have infection, how likely this person can be infected. And then what kind of quarantine system that you need to put in place for the person. So because of COVID-19, it actually speed up the whole thing of sharing database, make it more open. So then we can create more application with more data we can link together. And again, it helps us to track what's happening right now.
Yeah, that makes me think of the accelerated use of these technologies, the data being yielded. It sounds like there's a lot happening.
Absolutely. I think because of COVID-19, there's an urgency. All the talents now, they are really act together to create application or like to leverage to whatever available right now to create new application that can really move forward. And in fact, we have run a multiple times of CXO sentiment survey. One of the things that keep coming up from the survey is that now they really realize the importance to move digital transformation forward faster. And they really see the value of having the data to help the company to remain resilient, or after the COVID-19, how they can remain competitive.
Yeah, that's an interesting insight. I was able to look through the overview of your report, and I have a couple questions, but tell us more about the survey. What are you seeing right now?
I think we do see a few technologies really coming up very fast. The video conferencing, especially for the kids that now they need to study at home. So, you know, the development, the urgency to develop all this and move it online, I heard about it for many years ago. Well, we should have education online, make it available for everyone, everywhere. With COVID-19, it happened in a month. So again, one of the things that we really see is that the understanding of digital transformation. The second thing what we hear from them is that how and what they should do to improve the capability of work remotely. It is not just about working at home, and now they really need to connect everywhere in China or outside of China to get the material that they need, how they actually get all this connection going, and also how they can move to their marketing and business developments online.
Right.
So
right.
A lot of things what we see from the survey is that they are moving faster than before.
Yeah, they're moving online faster, they're going digital. Well, from what I understand, there's a short-term issue of suppliers who supply parts to factories for manufacturing. There's a short-term issue of some delays in there. But there's this point where that tips into being a major problem, maybe even kind of catastrophic. And I'm wondering where your sense of that tipping point might be? Where are the dangers down the road?
At this moment, most of the factory in China, they reopen. But then outside of China, some of the factory, they shut down. So we continue to see that there is an infection outside of China. There is always a new strategy or thinking for all the company now is what we call is China plus one global supply chain strategies. This idea is not just happening right now. It's since last year when the U.S.-China trade war began. So the company already thinking that, well, they should have some backup facility outside of China or now even outside of Asia. So I think the whole COVID-19 make people realize the world is flat, that it's good, but in some point, we do need to make sure that there is local supply chains available. When things like this happen, every country, they need to have their own supply. So what we see is the whole manufacturing system probably will change that with China plus one or like more different allocation of facility in the world so that when anything happen, there will be easier to switch around the materials.
So to provide just a little background, can you explain what China One is?
This is really like a concept because a lot of the company, they have set up the major factory facility in China. But when COVID-19 happened, or even like last year when there is a trade war between China and US, there is a stress in terms of production within China, distribute outside of China, or vice versa. So the company start to think about, well, given I have the facility in China already, I should also look at alternative facility outside of China. So American Traber have done a number of study to ask about their membership. And one of the things come out is that a lot of the international company that they have a factory in China, they're looking at set up a alternative factory in Southeast Asia, Vietnam, for example, India or Indonesia, so that they can actually balance out the output of the products.
Okay, so this might be a big complex question, or it might be a dumb question, you know, fine line between stupid and clever. But here's what I'm wondering, how does the pandemic outside of China, say in the United States or in Italy or those places that it's especially affecting, how does that affect the tech industry within China?
I think, first of all, let's look at some of the data. When we write this report about the impact of COVID-19, we're trying to actually compare to SARS, which is 17 years ago. So if we look at China, in terms of the economics contribution, 17 years ago, it was about $1.4 trillion, 4% of the global economy, ranking number six. The manufacturing output at that moment was 8% of the global output, ranked number four. Today, China, it's $14.2 trillion, second largest economy in the world, 16% of the global economy. The manufacturing output is 27% of the global output in the world, ranked number one. So that is the reason why since January, when supposed the factory need to be reopened after the Chinese New Year, they couldn't. It affect majorly not only China, but the global supply chains, not only for technology, but in fact for everything. So that was the impact that we're seeing in terms of China manufacturing output.
Yeah, so in many ways, you know, regardless of one's politics, China is an integral part of a web of supply chains and manufacturing and marketing. And to anyone whose livelihood is in tech, this is preaching to the choir. Mm-hmm. And it sounds so simple to say, but it's actually quite complex, this global tech economy. And of course, that's what your job is to understand what these relationships and dynamics are from the politics all the way down to the labor that goes in.
Well, I think everyone is actually in a very complicated situation right now. You know, for all the enterprise today, what they really need to remain resilience and remain agile. Change is necessary. But one thing I really think is that for any company that can get out of it, they will be stronger. They could be the next giant. So things like this, it just speed up the people to understand how important is technologies or data at this stage and how we can really use it to help us.
Well, one thing that's become pretty politically charged in the United States during this pandemic is the idea that we need to bring factories back here, bring factories back from China. I'm wondering what your sense of the reality of that is.
I think that around the globe that you start to see companies, they will actually bring back their manufacturing facility. But I'm not expecting like 100% because at the end of the day, what you see, the lesson from COVID-19 is that you need to have like a really robust system that you can actually link your system like around the globe together so that when there's any shutdown in any facility, you can actually have your backup or you have other supplier around the globe that can continue to supply all the material that you need. That is what we learn from this time. It is not really about where exactly they located, but it's really like a platform, a system. Now we can really share all this information and you can have a faster reaction and then get the necessary material that you need around the world.
Yeah, well, one of the outcomes of the world sheltering in place is that it might affect our habits in terms of how, you know, we use our devices. And, you know, that's whether those are good outcomes or maybe not so good ones. But what about manufacturing and smart factories? How is the pandemic changing the way Chinese companies are thinking about smart factories?
Well, I think that is definitely people will start think about it seriously. I think at the end, how fast they can move on the whole new strategy is really about the funding, what they really see in terms of cost effectiveness, and how fast they can use all the smart manufacturing facility. So I would think that the pandemic is definitely significant enough to make everyone to think of their strategies right now. And there will be some change will happen, but how fast they can move on, it really depends their own company strategies and in fact some of the government policy. Think the government may put on the different policy as well just to make sure if it happens, what we need to do.
Kitty Folk is the managing director of IDC China. She spoke with us from Beijing in this first of two parts of a conversation that we had with her. This is the Tech Barometer Podcast. I'm Jason Lopez. If you like this interview and you'd like to hear more stories on tech and the people behind it, check us out at this URL, theforecastbynutanix.com.